The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
In the beginning of Parshas Metzora, Pasuk says, Vaidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimer, Zois Tia Teres HaMetzora B'yoyim Ta'arosoi. The Pasuk over here describes what is the halacha of a Metzora, how a Metzora becomes Tar. You know, it's discussed in Parshas Tazria that a Metzora, someone who gets Tiras, becomes Tomei. If he has a Simin Tumo, so then he's a Tomei Mukhlet. He has to stay Chutz LaMachna. He has to stay outside the three machnes, or outside the cities of Eretz Yisrael. He's not allowed to come in until the tzaras goes away, or at least the simen tumah from the tzaras goes away. And then the halacha is that he could become tar. And that's what this parasha discusses, that he doesn't automatically become tar as soon as the tzaras goes away. The kohen has to come and see that the tzaras went away, or the simen tumah went away. Once the kohen sees that, so then the Torah over here describes that the kohen takes the shtei tzipporim chayos, this entire ceremony, he takes the two birds, he has to shecht one of the birds and dip the other bird into the blood of the first bird that he shechted, he has to do azah, he has to send away the bird, and after this entire procedure, then the halacha is that the metzora becomes tar to a certain extent, he becomes tar, he's allowed to enter machane Yisrael. Then the Torah says he waits 7 days, and the 8th day he brings karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, and after that he's completely tar, and he's allowed to go into the Machne Yisrael, and he's allowed to eat karbonis. So that's this parasha. The parasha begins, Zois Tia Torah HaMetzora B'yoyim Ta'arosai. This is the Torah HaMetzora B'yoyim Ta'arosai, when it becomes tar. In order to become tar, the first thing that the Pasuk says, V'huva El HaKayin. He is brought to the Kayin. Now, this doesn't mean that you bring the Metzora to the Kayin, because the Metzora is outside the Machnis, Chutz HaSholish Machnis, and until the Metzora becomes Tar, which is after you do this procedure of the Tzipayrim, the Metzora is not allowed to enter the Machna. So if the Kayin is inside, and presumably the Kayin is inside the Machna, the Kayin is inside the city, so the Metzora cannot enter the city to go to the Kayin. Instead, the next Pasuk Gimel says, the Yotza HaKayin HaMichutz LaMachna. The Kayin himself goes Chutz LaMachna, and then he will see if the Metzora is Tzras ran away, and he'll be Mitar the Metzora. But the words of Huvel HaKayin are a bit strange. How could it say V'huvel HaKayin, the Metzora literally means the Metzora is brought to the Kayin? You can't understand it that the Metzora is literally brought to the Kayin. The Pasuk says clearly the Kayin goes to the Metzora, and the Metzora is not allowed to go to the Kayin. So the Ramban over here brings a drasha from the Teres Kayinim. What does it mean V'huvel HaKayin? So the Ramban says the drasha V'huvel HaKayin Melamed Shelo Yisheh. The Pasuk of Huvel HaKayin, it doesn't mean literally that the Metzora is brought to the Kayin and the Metzora goes to the Kayin, because that's not true. It means, Shelo Yisheh, literally means that the Teres Kayinim is saying that you should not wait. What does it mean? What is the Teres Kayinim saying? What is this halacha that he should not wait? So, the simple pshat, as the Ramban says, Im kein yoimer, ki biyoim shiyitar shiyisrape minigoy, on the day that he sees that his nega is healed, the day that he sees either the tzaras went away or the simen tum of the tzaras went away, yuva al karchoy el hakayin. He has to be brought against his will to the Kayin. Not literally to the Kayin, but the Ramban is saying that the drosha that the Teres Kayin learns on this Pasuk is that a Metzora is obligated to make himself Tar as soon as possible. The halacha of this Pasuk, or what the Teres Kayin sees in this Pasuk, is that you would think, you might say that if a person is Tamei, And he's tamei, he's comfortable, he doesn't necessarily want to become tahar. Maybe he'll wait a day, maybe he'll wait a week, maybe he'll wait until he's ready. Says the Torah's kainim, according to the Ramban, no. There is a chiv, it seems like there is an obligation that a mitzoira, as soon as he has the ability to become tahar, he has an obligation to make himself become tahar by contacting the kain and bringing the kain to him as soon as possible. Now, this idea that the mitzvah will have an obligation to make himself tar as soon as possible, quite possibly, could be merumas in the words of the Rishonim. We find that the Rambam himself, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, counts a mitzvah, mitzvah sasei kufyud, shetzivonu shetia hatayra min atzeras kemaisa hakosuf. That the Rambam says that there is a mitzvah called Tyrus HaMetzorah. All the things that the different parts that the Kohen has to do with the Tzipurim in order to make the Metzorah Tahar, these are all part of a mitzvah. It's considered one of the 613 mitzvahs. And this is the mitzvah of Tyrus HaMetzorah. So, simple understanding, simple reading of this Rambam would mean that it's a mitzvah like every other mitzvah. Just like there's certain times of the year when it comes sukkahs, you have a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah, you have a mitzvah to shake a lulav. So at this stage in the person's life, when he had tzaras and the tzaras went away, he has a mitzvah to be mitar himself, and he has a mitzvah to be, make himself tar. So that's the halacha. The halacha is he should go ahead and do it. It's like every other mitzvah. Although the truth is that the words of the Rambam are not so clear, because the words of the Rambam are shetzivonu shetia hatahira min hatzaras kemaisa hakosuf. The Rambam doesn't say that shetzivonu, the Torah commanded us that we should be, that the mitzvah should become tar. It's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that the way that a mitzvah becomes tar, the tahara min hatzaras, should be like it says in the pasuk. Don't think that in order to make the mitzvah tar, you do something else. No. The pasuk is telling us, the Torah is telling us that this is the way you do the mitzvah becomes tar. We find other mitzvahs like this, that it's not necessarily an obligation for a person to perform the mitzvah, but the Torah is saying that when you want to do something, there are certain ways how it must be done. If you don't do it this way, then it's not valid. For instance, the Rambam has a mitzvah, the Rambam counts as a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah called Kiddushin. There's a mitzvah to be Kaddish and Isha. Does the Rambam hold that there is a mitzvah to go ahead and Kumba say get married? So there is a Rambam that discusses that the mitzvah of Pirivirivya, the mitzvah to have children, obligates a person to get married. True. But when the Rambam over there discusses the mitzvah of Kiddushin, the Rambam says that the mitzvah is that you should get married according to the way the Torah said. That we know. The Mishnah says that the way to be Mekadosh and Isha is Vekesef, Vishar, Bebiya. Those are the ways that the Torah said. So that's the way you're Mekadosh and Isha. Even more, we find the Rambam counts a mitzvah. One of the Tariq mitzvahs, the Rambam counts is the mitzvah of Gerushin. The mitzvah of getting divorced. Now, is someone going to say that there's a mitzvah, Kumma say, that a person should go divorce his wife? I don't think anyone would think that there exists such a mitzvah. But the Rambam writes in Asei Reish Chav Beis that there is a mitzvah of Gerushin. Hu shetzivonu legarish b'shtar kolponim kishnisratz legarish. So the Rambam says it's not that there is a chiyuv or there is some sort of mitzvah or reason that a person should divorce his wife. When a person decides that he cannot live with this person anymore and he decides he wants to divorce her, the mitzvah is legarish b'shtar, that the way he should divorce his wife is the way that the Torah said he should do it. He should write a get, he should give her a get. But the fact that the mitzvah exists, the fact that there is one of the Tariq mitzvahs, is not obligate a person to go ahead and obligate him that he needs to perform it. So too over here, the Rambam, with the wording of the Rambam would seem to indicate that there isn't necessarily an obligation on the mitzvah to become tar. If he wants to become tar, the Torah says that this is the way he has to do it. That when he becomes tar this way, he fulfills a mitzvah. But if he doesn't want to become tar, we don't necessarily see from this Rambam that he has a chiv to become tar. However, we said before that there is a teres kaim, there's a drasha. The binyan tzin in the Chuvas Chadosha, Simin Kuf Mem Zayin, says that this is not what the teres kaim means. He wants to disagree with the Ramban. The Ramban clearly says that the Torah's Kohenim is coming to tell us Shalayisha that a person, the Mitzrayim, should make himself Torah as soon as possible. However, the Binyan Tzion suggests that that's not what the Torah's Kohenim is saying. The Torah's Kohenim is in fact telling us a completely different halacha. And the truth is that if you look at the Shak Levatari of the Torah's Kohenim inside, I don't want to go into it, but the Shak Levatari of the Torah's Kohenim seems to indicate more, seems to be closer to this explanation of the Binyan Tzion than the explanation of the Ramban. The Binyan Tzion says like this. At the end of the parasha, later on, this week's parasha, there is a different type of tumah called the tumah of a zav. When a person becomes a zav, a man becomes a zav, he has tumah ziva. So the halacha is he becomes tameh. When can he become tahar? What makes the zav tameh is that he has a certain riyah, a certain discharge, that whatever the coloring is that makes him tameh. And now he's tameh. So how does he become tahar? How does he stop being tameh? So obviously he's tameh until he goes to the mikveh. But does that mean he can go to the mikveh immediately or immediately after he goes to the mikveh? So the Torah says no. The Torah says that a zav cannot become tahar until he waits shiva nikim. He has to wait 7 days. 7 days of Nikiyim without any Riyos, nothing else came out. 7 clean days. Once he has Shiva Nikiyim, once he's finished with that, then the halacha is that he could go to the mikveh and become tar. So that there's a halacha of Shiva Nikiyim by Tum Azov. Similarly, also this is parasha, the Torah discusses a Tum of Azova, of a Isha. Isha has a certain riyas at certain times that make her into a zava, and the Torah says that a tumah zava, a zava also does not become tar until she waits shiva nikim. She also has to have 7 completely clean days without any riyas. So by these two tumas, the Torah says that you need to have shiva nikim. If you have 6 nikim and on the 7th day there's a riyah, so that soys the whole thing. It undoes all they have to start over again and count another shiva nikim in order to become tahar. So the Binyan Tzion says that the Torah's Kohenim is darshaning the pasuk over here, Shelo Yishe, that there is no obligation for a Metzorah to wait. Even though we find by other Tumas that there's a concept of Shiva Nikim, so perhaps you might have made a drasha. Perhaps you may have wanted to learn out from Tumazova to a Tumas Metzorah, and telling that a Metzorah also, even when his Tumah goes away, when the reason that made him Tumay, meaning the Tzaras itself, went away, still you would think that he has to have 7 clean days. He has to have 7 days without any tzaras, and only afterwards could the kohen come and make him tahar. For that, the pasuk comes and says, "V'huvel ha-kohen melamed shlo yisha," that there's a halacha that the mitzayra does not need to wait. And the mitzayra, as soon as the tzaras goes away, the halacha is that he can be mitar himself, and there's no problem of. There's no obligation to wait shiva nikim. According to the Binyan Tzion, it comes out that it's not that he doesn't learn the pshat and the Torah's Kohenim the way the Ramban is learning. So then, when the Torah's Kohenim says "Malamish Shlayisha," we don't see from the Torah's Kohenim that there is a chiv on a person, on a mitzayra, to make himself tar. If the mitzayra decides that he doesn't want to become tar today, so there's no chiv. There's no raya, the Ramban himself, learn the Torah's Kohenim, that we see there is a chiv. But if you learn it like the Binyan Tzion, they have another pshat in the Torah's Kohenim, so now there's no chiv and there's no raya anymore to say that there will be a chiv on a person to be mitar himself as soon as possible. Question is if we could perhaps find a different raya. The Gemara says in Chulin, on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, that the Gemara is talking about the mitzvah Shiluach HaKein. And somebody finds a nest with a kosher bird, and the bird is sitting on top of the eggs. So the mother bird is sitting on top of the eggs. So there's a mitzvah in Torah that if a person wants to take the eggs, he has a mitzvah in Aseh to send away the bird, and he's allowed to say that he's not allowed to take the mother together with the beitzim. So the Gemara over there says that we darsh in a pasuk, shalech tishalach, it says by shluach hakein, there's a mitzvah, shalech tishalach, to send it away. Zok the Gemara, shalech tishalach mikol mokim, afilu b'mokim mitzvah, that the chiddush is that even if your intent, why you're taking these birds, you're taking these birds because you want to use them to do a mitzvah. Afal pikein, the Torah says that the mitzvah shaleah of shluach hakein applies even in a matzav where a person is doing it in order to take the birds to perform a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah that the person wants to do with these birds? So the Gemara says, I would have thought, we see that shalom bayis, shalom benish leishto is so important that when it comes to the parish of Soito, Hashem says that he's willing to have his name be erased in order to promote shalom bayis. So we see from there that shalom bayis is very important. So therefore when it comes to the mitzvah of taras ha-mitzvah, when it comes to the halacha of a mitzvah is osir leishto, he calls man that he a mitzvah is tamei and he's chutz lamachne, he is forbidden to his wife. So when the mitzvah is now becoming tar, when the tzaras goes away and he becoming tar, that will enhance, obviously, the shalom beis. It'll enhance shalom benish leishto. But in order for the mitzvah to become tar, you need two tzipayrim. It says in the pasuk that you have to take two birds. So therefore, says the Gemara, what if the only birds that I could find, the only way I could find two birds are by taking the mother and the baby? Those are the only two birds I have. There's no other way for me to get any other tzipayrim in order to be kind of entire mitzvah. So on the one hand, to take the mother and the baby are being over and iser, being mevatel the mitzvah of shluach hakein. On the other hand, I have a very important mitzvah of shalom beisoy in order to be entire the mitzvah. So sokodai techamino, that this assay is more important than that assay, and therefore the Torah says that you should take it even you would be able to take it to be mitar the mitzvah. Kamash belong the pasuk by shuluch hakein. The Tishach is telling me that you have the mitzvah shuluch hakein applies even in this case, and therefore it is awesome. Therefore, a person is not allowed to take these tzipayrim, even if because he can't take the tzipayrim, he will not be able to be mitar the mitzvah. Now, the Gemara, when the Gemara is saying that there is a Havimina, that it should be Doicha, the Gemara says, I should say that this Asay should be Doicha, that Asay. The Asay of Tyrus and Mitzvah should be Doicha, the Asay of Shiluach HaKein. And how could it be that the Asay of Tyrus and Mitzvah is Doicha, the Asay of Shiluach HaKein, if the Asay of Tyrus and Mitzvah is not an obligation, is not a mitzvah? If you want to say that the mitzvah of Tyrus and Mitzvah is just like we said, the Rambam seems to say, that when you want to be Mitzvah and Mitzvah, this is the way you have to do it, but there's no obligation, there's no chiv that a person has to go and be Mitzvah, so we'll be Mitzvah and Mitzvah. Don't be Mitzvah and Mitzvah, wait. If you wait to be Mitzvah and Mitzvah, and therefore there won't be a kiyum asay, you won't be mitar the mitzvah, and there's no problem. Therefore, you're not going to be mitar the mitzvah shluach hakein. For the fact that the Gemara calls it an asay, and the Gemara had a havamina without the pasuk, the Gemara would have said it's takas like that. One asay would be able to push away the other asay of shluach hakein. So it would seem from the Gemara that the asay of tyrus the mitzvah is really a chiv, and then there would be a chiv. There would be a key mitzvah. A person would be obligated to do it. True, you would say that he's not. We don't have a havamina that he wouldn't have to wait shiv in the kiyum. But chutzonet, a person would have a chiv to go be mitar himself as soon as possible. And in fact, the stipler in Kilos Yaakov Yuma Simon Chafalov brings a rai from this Gemara that it would seem from this Gemara that there is actually a chiv. The truth is that Tosfos in Shavuos himself in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph seems to say that you see from this, he brings this Gemara in Chulin, that the Gemara, he sees this Gemara in Chulin is a proof that Tyrus and Mitzvah is not supposed to be pushed off. So you see that there is an Inyan that a person is supposed to Tyrus and Mitzvah as soon as possible. However, Dvar Avram says that there's no proof from this Gemara and there's no proof from this Tosfos. The Dvar Avram, Chelik Beis, Simin Dal, is Tezayin, says that's not the Kavon of Tosfos, that's not the Kavon of the Gemara. The Gemara is not saying that there is an inherent mitzvah called being Mitar the Mitzvah, and that mitzvah of Tyrus and Mitzvah is what's Doiche, and what when the Havamina of the Gemara would be Doiche Shluach HaKein. That's not what the Gemara means at all. The Gemara means something completely different. The Gemara means that there, Havamina was, there would be the mitzvah of Shalom Beisoy. Shalom Benish Le'ishtoy. That's what the Gemara means. In its case where there wouldn't be Shalom Benish Le'ishtoy for whatever reason, let's say the Mitzvah is not married, there wouldn't be Shalom Benish Le'ishtoy. The fact that there's an Asay of Tyrus and Mitzvah is not enough of a reason that, to have a Havamina that we should push away the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. It's not the mitzvah of Tyrus and Mitzvah that the Gemara felt should push away the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. It's the mitzvah of Shalom that the Gemara thought would the Gemara had a Havamina to push it away. However, the mitzvah Tyrus and Mitzvah, there's no proof. We don't see from here that the mitzvah Tyrus and Mitzvah is taka achiv. However, it would seem that there is some sort of proof. We still see from a different Gemara that there is to a certain degree, a key mitzvah of Taras HaMetzorah. Because the halacha is like this. The halacha is, it says in the parasha, that aside from the tzipurim, the ceremony the kohen does with tzipurim, sending away the tzipurim and shechting the tzipur, aside from that, the Torah says that afterwards, before the metzayer becomes tahor, the Torah says that the kohen is supposed to be megaleach the metzayer. Says in pasuk ches, chibes ametaris begodov, vegilach is kol sorek. That's not just by that, just the tzipurim that makes him tar. He has to be mitar. He has to go to the mikveh. He has to be, his clothing also needs to become tar. And the gilach is called sa'aroi. Requires a tiglachas. And this tiglachas, the Gemara says, is kolbasari. The pasuk says, tiglachas kolbasari. He needs tiglachas over his entire body. That means he has to shave off all the hair of his entire body. So the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Hei discusses this problem that how could the Torah say that a person has a chiyuv, a mitzvah has a chiyuv to shave off all the hair of his body? We know there's certain hair that it's also that there's a lav in the Torah. There's an isser of altashkis on a person's beard, and there's an isser of peyos harosh, which you also have an isser. And there's an isser tiglachas. Even if you tell me on about isser about tashkis there's no isser. The only isser if you use a tar, if you use a razor. However, the Gemara over there and the Gemara Nozer learns out that the only way to be mikayim the mitzvah of tiglachas hametzayir is with a tar, is with a razor. That means the only way to be mikayim this mitzvah of tiglachas is by in tiglachas hametzayir that's going to make him tar. The only way to do that is to do it in a way where, by definition, he's going to be over this isser of baltakif and this isser of baltashkis. So the Gemara over there says that we learn out from a pasuk, it's gzeres akasa that you have to do it, and the Gemara over there wants to learn out a rule known in the Gemara as asay de chaloisase. We find that there's a rule that the Gemara says all over, that whenever you have a conflict between two dinim, one, you have a mitzvah that say you have to do, and on the other hand, by doing this asay over here, in this scenario, you're going to have to be over loisase. So the Gemara says that the asay has a power to be doicha loisase. Now, there are a regular asay and a regular loisase, the Gemara has other makaris. The Gemara learns from tzitzis. The Gemara says that klaim is mutter b'tzitzis, even though there's a mitzvah asay of tzitzis. And the Torah says that you're allowed to put climb on tzitzis because you wear techeles with which is made out of wool together with pishton made out of linen. So then you see that the asay is doicha loisase. However, the Gemara in Yevamos wants to learn more than that. The Gemara wants to say that in certain scenarios when you have a lav shenishava bakoil, a lav that not everybody has, so maybe it's not such a chomerdik lav, so then the asay could even be doicha, a lav together with an asay. Be as it may, whatever the halacha is, but the bottom line is that the Gemara learns out from Mitzayra that asay has the ability to be doicha loisasei. Now, what's the asay over here? The loisasei we understand, there's the loisasei of tiglachas, the loisasei of baltakif, the loisasei of baltashkas, but where's the key in asay? What mitzvahs asay are you mikayim by shaving off all the hair of the Mitzayra? You have to say, Chazanish and Negoim Simon Yud Gimel Sukkot and Yitzayin says, you see from here clearly that there is a mitzvah of Taras HaMetzorah. Now, you don't see from the Gemara that there's a mitzvah that he has to go ahead and do it as soon as possible. That much we don't necessarily see from the Gemara. But we do see from the Gemara that it's not just that the mitzvah is that when you perform the Taras HaMetzorah, this is the way you should do it. The actual kiyum. There is a kiyum, a mitzvah involved. That the Chazanish says, you see from here there is a kiyum mitzvah. That the mitzvah, the way you're mikayim, the mitzvah is to go ahead and do it, and that is has the kayach to be doicha the loisasei. In fact, if the whole proof of the Gemara is, the whole proof of the Gemara is that the asay is doicha loisasei, the Gemara wants to prove that the asay of tiglach samitzayra is what pushes away the Isser of Tiglachas, the Isser of Baltakif, and the Isser of Baltashkas. So we know, the Gemara says in Makis Tavchof, that the Isser of Baltakif, the Isser of shaving off the beard, or shaving off the peyos, that Isser, both people are over. The person himself, who is having the hair cut off, is over the Aveira, and the other person who is doing the cutting the person is also doing an Aveira. So when we say that Aseh is Doicha Loisaseh, when the Gemara in Yuvama says that Aseh of Teglach Sametzoyra is Doicha the Loisaseh of Baal Takav and Baal Tashchis, it's not enough to say that let's say the Mitzvah is getting a Mitzvah, and therefore the Mitzvah's Mitzvah pushes away the Mitzvah's Aveira of Pa'as HaRosh and Pa'as HaZakam. You also have to say that any Aveira that the Kohen, who's cutting off his hair, has. Because he also has an Aveira of cutting off, because anyone who cuts off someone else's hair is over an Aveira. The Kohen is also getting a Mitzvah. It's not just that the Mitzvah is getting a Mitzvah, when the Mitzvah is becoming Tahar. Even the Kohen who's making him Tahar, ostensibly you would see from the Gemara that the Kohen is also getting a Mitzvah. Now the truth is, there is a lot of raid about this. There's a big discussion in the Achrayim about this, about how to understand that Gemara. There's in Rav Moshe and Simon Yud Beis, and there's Rav Chanan Wasserman and Kovitz Aris in the Yevamah Simon Ches that discuss this at length, whether there is a proof or not. But the Pashup Shat in the Gemara, it would seem that we would have such a proof. And the truth is that it would seem that it's not so simple to say that the mitzvah of Tayrus HaMetzorah is a mitzvah on the Metzorah and a mitzvah on the Kohen as well. It's not so simple. We find that the Rambam, in this mitzvah, the mitzvah Asei Kofiu, the Rambam says that there is a mitzvah called Tayrus HaMetzorah. What is Tayrus HaMetzorah? So the Rambam over here in this mitzvah says that the mitzvah is that the Metzorah needs to have this these sipurim brought, you have to bring these birds in the shechtim and send them away, or everything that the Torah says. And it's clear from the Rambam that the Rambam holds that this mitzvah includes the mitzvah of Tiglachas. Not only does this mitzvah mean that a person, that the mitzvah has to have the sipurim, the mitzvah also has to have the Tiglachas. That's also part of this mitzvah. It's all one big mitzvah, and that's the Rachaz Nishas proof, because you see from the Gemara, that the Gemara that says that the Tiglachas is a mitzvah. Well, if we would say that maybe they're two separate mitzvahs, so then we could split it, we could say, all I have is a raya from the Gemara in Yevamos, that the Tiglachas is a mitzvah. I don't necessarily have a raya from the Gemara that the first part is a mitzvah, the Tzipayrim is a mitzvah. But since the Rambam puts it all together, so then you see that the whole thing together must be a mitzvah. The Rambam only counts one mitzvah of Tayrus HaMetzorah. The Rambam does count the mitzvah Kufir Aleph, the procedure, what the Metzorah does at the end of 7 days. We mentioned before that a Metzorah, he has two steps to his process of becoming Tar. The Tzipayrim and the Tiglachas only make him Tar that he could go into the city, into Machne Yisrael. But to be able to go into the Beis HaMikdash, to be completely Tar, for that he has to wait 7 days. After 7 days, he does another Tiglachas. He has to shave all the hair again. And that is what the Rambam holds as a separate mitzvah, the mitzvah of Kufir Aleph. The mitzvah say Kufir Aleph, which is the Tiglachas Shnia of the Metzorah. But the first Tiglachas and the Tzipayrim, the Rambam counts together as one mitzvah. Now we find later on in this week's parasha, there is the parasha discusses the halachas of tzaras that applies to houses. Just like a person gets tzaras, and it says in last week's parasha that begodim, clothing can get tzaras, houses can also get tzaras. And the Torah says that if a house gets tzaras, and after the tzaras goes away, the house does not automatically become tahar. You also need to bring tzipayrim. You also need to bring, the kohen has to go bring tzipayrim, he has to go bring these two birds and do the same procedure to the birds that he does over here. And then, that the house becomes tar. Now over there, obviously there's no tiglachas, there's no hair on the house to shave. There's no carbon that the house has to bring. The entire tyra process is only bringing the tzipayrim. But the Rambam does not count a separate mitzvah of bringing tzipayrim for a house that was tamei now becomes tar. So where would the Rambam, how would the Rambam classify the tahira of houses? Obviously the Rambam would include it together with this mitzvah. By people that have tzaras, the mitzvah is to take the tzipayrim and send it away and do tiglachas. By a house, it's to do the tzipayrim without the tiglachas, because obviously there's nothing more that can be done. However, the Yireim, which is one of the Bali Taisis who has a Sefer on the count of the mitzvahs, the Sefer Yireim actually counts this as two separate mitzvahs. In mitzvah Tov Samach Beis, he writes, Siva Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bitar Mitzvah Mi Nigoy, V'yove Eilu V'nitar, a person who is a Mitzvah and becomes Tar, Sheyasa Loi Kol Amr B'Parasha Azoy Stia, everything he should do, everything it says in the Parasha, to make him Tar. That's what it says, that's what the Rain writes in Tov Samach Beis. In the next mitzvah, Tov Samach Gimel, he writes, Siva Loi Keinu Yizbarach B'Rois HaKoyen, Shabayis Tahar, if the Kohen sees that this house that had Tzaras now is Tahar, the Tzaras went away, Shiyoimar Taharu, he should say this house is Tahar, the Sivu Parshas Ois Tia Tarsa Mitzarev, and Boyovi HaKohen Varovi Nele Posla Nega, says the Tia HaKohen is Abayis, and then the Sivu Lorkach Lechat is Abayis. He should take the Tzipayrim and perform the Tzipayrim. So the Iranian says clearly that the Tzipayrim that you bring for a person who's a Mitzarev, and the Tzipayrim that you do for a house that has Tzaras are two distinct mitzvahs, two completely separate mitzvahs. The Yireim counts separately. So how do we understand this machlokes between the Rambam and the Yireim? The Rambam says that they're both one mitzvah. The Yireim says that they're two separate mitzvahs. So perhaps we could say that the machlokes in the Rambam and the Yireim is dependent on who actually has this mitzvah of Tyrus HaMetzor. When you have a Mitzvah and the Mitzvah becomes Tahar, so the Mitzvah is the person who needs to become Tahar. The actions have to be done to the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah has to go to the mikvah, he has to get shaved. That's the halach of Tahar and Mitzvah. Also, it has to be done by the Kohen. It says clearly in the Pasuk that the Kohen is the one that has to perform these actions. The Kohen has to do the Tiglachas, and the Kohen has to bring the Tzipayrim and do the Avoid of the Tzipayrim. Which one of them gets the mitzvah? Is it the Kohen that has the mitzvah to do it, or is it the Mitzvah that has the mitzvah that these actions should be done for him? So, we could suggest that by a house, there's no question. The house doesn't have any mitzvah. The house does not have a mitzvah to become tar. By a house, that's clear that the mitzvah will be on the Kohen to be mitar the house. The question is, what about by the Mitzvah? By the person who's a Mitzvah, is the mitzvah on the Kohen, or is the mitzvah on the Mitzvah? So, it could be that the Yireim understood that the mitzvah by the Mitzvah is on the Mitzvah himself, not on the Kohen. So therefore the Yireim said, the Yireim held, there's no way that you could classify the mitzvah of Taira of a Mitzvah and the Taira of a house in one mitzvah. Because they're on two different people. The mitzvah of being Mitzvah of the house is on the Kohen. The mitzvah of being Mitzvah of the Mitzvah is on the Mitzvah himself. So it has to be the two separate mitzvahs. However, in the Rambam, it would seem that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah is on the Kohen. Even by the person who has Tzaras, the mitzvah pimitarim is on the Kohen. The Rambam writes in Ilchus M'chusi Kaparo, Kishisrape ha-mitzvah mitzaratoi, when the mitzvah becomes healed from a Tzaras, so we know, first we take the Tzipayrim, Nachash ha-mitarim ha-isoi, with the Tzipayrim, the Eitz Erez, the Ezev, everything it says in the Pasuk. He says that he shaves all his hair. He says, Umat Bilin. Now, the Rambam doesn't say Toivel. What's the difference between the word Toivel and Matbil? Toivel means that the person himself is Toivel. He goes into the mikvah. Matbil means when you dip something else. When by the Seder, we say in Manishtana, we say, Ein onu Matbilin afilu pamechos. All of the nights of the year, we are not Matbil. But halayla zeh shnei pa'amen. What does it mean to be makbil? That doesn't refer to dunking yourself in something. That refers to dipping something else. So it's very strange. Why does the Rambam say over here, when it comes to the tire of the mitzvah, the Rambam says, umatbilin oisoi, that you dip the mitzvah. Obviously, the Rambam is not referring to the mitzvah himself. Because if the Rambam would be referring to the mitzvah himself, he would say toivel, that the mitzvah is toivel. From the fact that the Pasuk says, umatbilin oisoi, that it means that the Rambam is speaking to the Kohen. The Kohen is the one who has the mitzvah. The Kohen is the one who has this mitzvah to be mitar the mitzvah. So the Rambam is talking to the Kohen. You, the Kohen, having mitzvah to dip to make sure the mitzvah goes into the mikvah and becomes tar. So it would seem from the Rambam that the mitzvah to be mitar the mitzvah is a mitzvah on the Kohen, not the mitzvah on the mitzvah. So according to the Rambam, we understand how it's possible for the Rambam to put together the two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of being mitahir, the person who has tzaras, and the mitzvah of being mitahir, the house that has tzaras, because both of them are a mitzvah on the kohen, and they're not necessarily a mitzvah on the mitzvah himself. Once we're discussing the halacha of whether a mitzvah has a chiyuv to be mitar himself, it's interesting just to mention the halacha regarding other tumas. What about other tumas? If somebody is a tummy mace, or somebody was tari, touched the sheretz, so the halacha is he becomes tummy. So what's the halacha in such a case when a person is tummy? If a person wants to become tar, or tummy mace, he needs azah, shlishi, shri, he needs to wait 7 days and needs azah in order to become tar. He doesn't automatically become tar. But this halacha when a person becomes tameh, in order to become tar, you have to do certain things. You have to go to the mikvah. Any person is tameh, do they have an obligation to make themselves tar or not? Aside from mitzvah. So, this halacha is actually mentioned explicitly in the Rambam. The Rambam writes, in Hilchas Tumas Oichlin, Perek Tezayin, Halacha Yud, Kol Yisrael Muzarn Liyos Tahirin B'chol Regel. Every Jewish person is obligated to be Tahir during Yom Tov. Mipnei Shein Chayim Likonis LaMikdash, because on Yom Tov there's a special mitzvah to go into the Beis HaMikdash and bring a carbon. V'lecho Kachim is a mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov, which obligates a person, ideally, the mitzvah of Simcha is to eat the meat of a carbon. And the Rambam says, it's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, we darshan a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Eshnara b'Torah v'nevlosam lo yisigo." The Torah says you should not touch an avela, a dead animal, because touching a dead animal makes you tar. So the Gemara says it doesn't mean that a person's never allowed to touch a dead animal and become tameh. The regel of that, only on Yom Tiv, a person is commanded to stay tar and not make himself tameh because he has these obligations. But even though it's us to become tamei, there's no lab, and therefore there's no malchus. Abel b'shar yimois hashonah, eini muzer. The Rambam says very clearly that the rest of the year, eini muzer. When it's not during Yom Tov, a person has absolutely no restriction of making himself tamei. A person is allowed to make himself tamei. He makes himself tamei, there are certain restrictions. Once he's tamei, he can't eat certain foods, he can't eat truma, he can't go into the Beis HaMikdash, he can't eat karbonas. But there is no restriction. There's nothing wrong with being tamei, and obviously, if there's nothing wrong with making yourself tamei, there is no restriction that obligation on the person to make himself tar. However, the Mishnah Lamelech over there brings a taisis. It's an interesting taisis in Chulin. Taisis in Chulin, bottom of that base and midbeis, brings a drosha. The hiskadishtem the yisem kedoshim. A pasuk says you should be kadosh as hara levnei Yisrael sheyoichu chuleim b'tayra. This is a command that bnei Yisrael should eat their chulin b'tayra. Now, to eat truma, of course you have to be tar. If a person eats truma when he's tameh, he's already gets an avera. Tumas aguf is chayv karis. So obviously the Torah is not saying this. We don't need a special command over here that a person has to be tar when he eats truma. But if a person is eating non-truma, a person is eating chulin, it doesn't say, oh, you would think that there's nothing wrong. What would be the problem of eating chulin that's tamei, or touching something which is chulin, touching food and making it tamei and eating it? There's no problem. But the fact that it says, his kaddish to yisim kedoshim, that teaches us a new halacha, azhara, that Klai Yisrael should eat their chulin when they are tar. If there's an azhara of that they should eat the chulin when they are tar, so that would indicate that if a person has a choice, he shouldn't make himself tamei needlessly. There's no reason to make him tamei for no reason, because now that he's tamei, obviously it takes time for him to become tar. Depending what type of tumor, it'll take 1 day, sometimes it'll take 7 days. Sometimes longer. But a person is if he makes himself tameh, then the next time it comes time to eat, you know what he's going to eat? He's going to be eating chulin when he's tameh. So therefore, he's going to be mevatel this mitzvah, his kadishtim v'yisim kadoshim. Therefore, Taisa says, it's not a good idea. Taisa says, there is an inyan that a person should stay tar, and ostensibly, if there's an inyan that a person should stay tar, there would definitely be some sort of command that if a person is tameh, he would be obligated to become tar. Now, this doesn't mean there's no avera. The actual making yourself tameh is not an avera. You see, if theoretically, if a person would make himself tameh and he wouldn't eat until he becomes tahar, then theoretically there wouldn't necessarily be a problem, because Taisa says the problem is only eating when you're tameh, not doing other things. So if a person would have a good reason to make himself tameh, you would say there's nothing wrong with making yourself tameh. Now you're stuck. Now you're eating your chulin b'taira. You would have to wait. But al kaponim, you see from here, it would seem not like the Rambam. The Rambam says clearly, the Rambam doesn't give any reason why a person would have a reason to be tameh, or to be make themselves tameh, or stay tameh. However, according to Tosis, it would seem that there is enough of a valid reason for a person to be makbid to stay tahar and not become tameh.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.